97.9 FM, WCHL's Front Stutz, and what a nice mask.
Thank you.
You had a great time yesterday. You just seem like the kind of person who would have a blast on Halloween.
I love it. Any excuse to dress up in something other than normal everyday attire, why not? Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. Be somebody else for a day.
Yeah, the crazy thing is if you have a mask on or even a costume, you can do things that you wouldn't normally do.
Right, as long as nobody has a camera or a video recorder.
But if you were in a mascot uniform, for example, you would do stuff that you wouldn't normally have the audacity to do.
That's very true.
You know, and the same thing is if you're in a Halloween mask, everybody doesn't know who you are, so you're kind of free to do whatever you feel.
I think everyone likes stepping away from themselves and reality.
Well, sure. Yeah.
For a little while.
Yeah. My goodness, I like getting away from myself once in a while.
Oh, well, nobody feels the same way, but...
let me just bet. I bet you have a Halloween-themed joke today.
I do. Just to kind of round it off, hope everyone had a great Halloween yesterday.
Yeah.
All survived the night.
Yeah.
And this is a tall tale.
Okay, so this is
from
like
a graveyard.
A Mark Stafford joke.
That's right. My very tall husband,
he's very tall guy. How tall is he, anyway?
6'6", okay. I believe. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about right.
Yeah. Crisscross, a tourist in Vienna, is going past Vienna's famous graveyard on October 31st. All of a sudden, he hears some music.
His name is Crisscross.
Yes, Crisscross.
Okay.
Not sure. I don't think it has anything to do with anything. It's just a strange name.
All right.
No one is around. He hears music, but no one is around. Uh-huh. So he starts searching for the source. He finally locates the origin and finds it is coming from a grave with a headstone that reads, Ludwig van Beethoven, 1770 to 1827.
Beethoven's buried there.
That's
okay,
right.
Cool.
Then he realizes that the music is the Ninth Symphony, and it is being played backwards. Puzzled, he leaves the graveyard and persuades Tim Burr, a friend, to return with him. By the time they arrive back at the grave, the music has changed. This time it's the Seventh Symphony, but just like before, it's being played backwards.
Right.
Curious, the men agree to consult a music scholar. When they return with the expert, the Fifth Symphony is playing. Again, backward. The expert notices that the symphonies are being played in the reverse order in which they were composed.
Uh-huh.
The Ninth, then the Seventh, then the Fifth. By the next day, the word is spread, and a throng of people have gathered around the grave. They're all listening to Second Symphony being played backward. Just then, the graveyard's caretaker ambles up to the group, and someone in the crowd asks him if he has an explanation for the music.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's nothing to worry about, says the caretaker. He's just decomposing. Did you see that one coming, Ron?
I did.
Oh, I had a feeling. Whenever you start laughing,
I thought there
a
might
third
be,
of the way through.
And there might be kind of a twist to it, you know.
Mm-hmm. But just a little bit.
That's good. I like that.
All right. I'm glad you liked it.
Perfect for the Halloween season.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, have a great day and a great weekend.
You too.